It's our Tambourine Show on Kennedy Malloy, and that's the Bangles from 1985.
I like
Walk
it.
Like an Egyptian. I actually brought in the original single because I had this as
from your own collection. I'm looking at it now.
Yes.
I just haven't seen one of those in so long.
Yeah.
It's 45.
Yeah.
It is. What's on the back? What's the B-side?
The B-side is Not Like You. And it's on Liberation Records, which is Michael Gadinsky's record
label. That's amazing. That was their first number one single too, by the way.
Is it? And I've even written the time on the song because I wanted to play radio DJ when I said 3:30, by the way.
Feels like I'm the least organised for my Tambourine Friday special. Hey, was that from your very early days?
So I wasn't on radio then. I played radio in my bedroom, but
put that on in your bedroom?
I did. Had my little turntables and my mixer.
Have you got something from your early days there?
Oh, you don't want to hear
that. Come on.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Come on.
A classic out of the 60s for Jan and Dean, the little old lady from Pasadena. Also, Tommy Tutone there and Jenny, 8675. 309 and Lenny Kravitz, Stand By My Woman, 2LM. It's 9 to 4.
Tommy Tutone.
You sound older.
I know. I don't know why.
Than you do now.
I know. It's. I was. Because you sort of modelled yourself on other people. And I grew up listening to AM radio because we only had one radio station in the town I listened to. So that was kind of where you sort of got your chops.
You got your chops. Well done.
All right.
Well, we're on off. Triple M FM, that's for sure.
The Tambourine songs are up and running. Time for a bit of this.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Shots.
Hey.
No, don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up! Love me.
Clown of the Week.
Mick, I have to quickly clear myself because I had a dream about Donald Trump.
I beg your pardon.
It's the first time it's happened.
Wow.
And he was being sleazy and he was wearing a T-shirt and jeans.
He didn't grab you anywhere inappropriately, as he claims to do.
I'm
so
not going
to
say
with
the P word, but right. He got close.
Whoa! And were you a willing participant or were you laying charges?
Not.
Or are you?
I was not willing. I was appalled by his choice of clothing.
Jeans and T-shirt.
Jeans and T-shirt, although they were slack.
And a red MAGA hat?
Yeah. Yes.
I want to get one of those.
He put that on me.
Did he?
Oh, my God.
With his tiny hands.
I had to quick. Okay.
It's like 9.5 weeks now. It's getting all steamy.
All right, now
you can leave your hat on.
Yuck.
Well,
yuck.
Clown
Jane.
It
was a nightmare. Well, it was a nightmare.
Can I start then?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to clown Adelaide Oval. You cannot short sheet
this has upset
a bucket
you
of chips.
A lot.
Yeah, I've never
this
seen
is the most
angry.
Australian thing in the world is to go to the footy, get yourself a bunch of chips. Imagine these poor people have gone the footy. There aren't many tickets. It's a privilege to go the footy.
It is.
So they go there. They think, this is the best day of my life.
Get your bucket.
Go up, get their bucket.
Yeah.
No top.
That's
no
terrible.
Apex.
It is un-Australian. You're right.
Because they had to fit them inside the box so that no extra chips would fall out.
You're stupid. It is. I think we had a comment from the CEO of Adelaide Oval who knew he was under the pump.
He's Darren Chandler.
Yeah, look, nothing's changed in terms of the packaging with our chips. What has changed is that under the COVID scenario, we serve all of our food as pre-packaged. So previously, chips were overflowing at the top of the packages, whereas now we've had to close the lids. As a result, there's less chips being served. So as from this weekend, we'll be changing the size of our packaging to make sure we can still get the same number of chips that would have been an overflowing packet, but in a sealed container.
Try explaining that to twin 8-year-old boys who need to
hard
be managed.
Oh, that first chip that falls out of that bucket.
Have you seen the seagulls? They're like anorexic.
Yeah,
they can't even fly. They're too weak to fly.
They can't
take off. You just see them running around and flapping like they're on a tarmac.
Don't feel sorry for a seagull. Just don't even go there. You know what my thoughts are on seagulls.
Yeah,
not a fan.
You're a bit harsh. What else, Jane?
Let's go to Karen from Brighton.
Oh, wow. Friend of the show, really.
Well, I don't know. This is a woman who was caught on Channel 9, was doing some interviews in Victoria. You're not allowed to leave your suburb, really, to go and exercise. And she didn't like this. And this is what she had to say.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
I can't begin to tell you how many memes, GIFs, whatever has come up from that, because poor Karen was so bored. Since then, people like a cyclist, I think, did 87 kilometres back round, a round trip round. You could walk around Brighton and...
She was walking the tan. Is that where they got her? She was walking
Botanical
the tan.
Gardens, yeah.
Which is, the Botanic Gardens, which is a 4.1 or something kilometre walk, isn't it?
This is in Melbourne. Yeah. This is in Melbourne. I haven't. There were armed forces. There were army reserves staking out the town the other day.
Is that right?
I'm not joking.
She's got an Instagram account happening too now, Karen from Brighton.
Well, we're going to focus on that. We're going to come back to Karen from Brighton because she does. She now follows this show because maybe we did call.
Does
Karen
she love
from
our
Brighton.
Work?
No, I'm not convinced she does. So we might get. So we'll clan her for that.
Yeah. I like it. What about this woman, the woman in the US, protesting against being asked to wear a mask? took off her jeans and urinated on the floor. Have a listen.
A dispatch operator tells an officer a group of three people aren't wearing masks and refusing to leave the Verizon store. But it's what happened next that's jaw-dropping.
They're calling back again and advise that female now pulled her pants down and is urinating inside the business.
Oh, my God.
There's a time and a place for women urinating in public, and it's after race
Where's
5
that?
In Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day.
Or on Real... and also, Mick, on Real Housewives of New York.
Or in Johnny Depp's bed. I'll accept Johnny Depp's bed,
Have we got time for one more?
Yes, let's do it. No, we don't. We'll go 133353. Let's get into that.
Yeah, you've got any clowns.
Some calls and do some more clowns. Jane, right. I've picked another. Is it another tambourine song here?
It's coming up after the
break. It's coming up after the break, You just don't get ahead of yourself.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Clown of the Week. Oh, by the way, Denise Scott is going to join us soon. And Nat G from Farmer Wants a Wife as well.
What do you mean, Nat G?
Natalie
Kozlowski.
That's it.
The Grushka.
Yeah.
She got a nickname?
Grushlowski.
Mrs. G.
Let's ask Miss Nat G. what she Nat likes G. to be called when we chat with her about Farmer Wants a Wife. Yeah. Did you say G-string? That's not going to be...
No, I didn't. I said the G-star.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, oh, wait. Oh, what? I'm the one. It's the same bad things. Here's what you said in the first break.
Generally, cocks are very small.
Wow. Now,
well, that is complete. That is taken completely out of context.
I don't know who you've been hanging out with.
Sorry.
It's not a ringing endorsement, is it?
No. Wow. That is in reference. We're talking about the Olympics, and you said that you would make a great cox in the rowing, and I suggested.
That's the guy who sits up the front and does nothing.
Yes. No, it's not the guy that sits. James was a cox. Our producer was a cox.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God. This is James, the prefect.
Cox is a very important position in a. boat.
Easy oar, everyone. Easy oar. That means stop. Just.
And also, cocks have to be very vocal and like to speak out loud and be in charge.
Did the other rowers show you no respect at all?
I hate you.
The guy's doing all the heavy lifting.
Did they
so as their lungs are coming out their ears and their thighs are burning, are they looking at you going, look at that lazy prick at the front?
Did you win anything at Head of the River?
We raced in Head of the River. We came fourth. I didn't have the respect of my rowers. I'll name and shame Pat Di Natale. Spat in my face.
I beg your pardon, Pat.
Shout out to Pat.
Deliberately or?
Yeah, I was a bit mouthy. I think I was telling him to pick it up a little bit. And it was impressive. He was three seats away from me, so he spat over two other people and hit me right in the eye.
There's too much to unpack here.
Yeah.
And that was his rebuttal.
It was pretty persuasive.
Okay.
Wow.
The fact that you said you're a bit mouthy is very disturbing because also you were very annoying otherwise as a cox.
Did you socialise with the other rowers? Just turn up on the day.
I sort of, well, you know, I've got to rest well in order to guide the ship. So
you need to rest your voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what you're saying.
I was very commanding. They held on hard to me.
I've got a good link here. So you're in a boat. I'm talking about boats. Here's a story that's come up. Fat gondoliers. Gondoliers. I'm talking about the people who get in gondolas.
Far away. We're going to Venice now. What's that?
We're going to Venice. Everything's going well. Venice suddenly, all of a sudden, had the canals clear and blue because there was no pollution. Yeah. That's the one thing we saw last time. But now the city of canals is cutting the number of passengers allowed to board from 6 at a time to 5 because everyone's just a bit porky. And they're getting in the boat and it's really causing problems. The boat's going to sink and they're not happy with it.
So you know, they're overloaded. The number of boats or the number of...
Yeah, because fat people. Oh, we like to say that.
Yeah.
All right. Massive fat people.
Big porkers.
Are getting in a... Chubbies. Porkers are getting in... Chubsters are getting in a gondola And they're going, this is going to go down.
I've seen some of those gondoliers, and you know, they're not exactly svelte. They're not exactly at their fighting
They're
weight.
Not. Can I tell you, I had a lot to do with gondoliers.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. One this time, is so you couldn't get into Paris, so you just went up to Venice, did you?
No, I went to Venice with five kids by myself for my son's 10th birthday. And we got in there, and it was the only day that everything's closed.
Most people go to the trampoline store down in... in Northcote or something. Maccas. Let's go to Bounce.
Do I sound like Karen from Brighton?
Very.
No, let's go to Venice for my 10-year-old's birthday.
And I had to pay 100 euros to a gondola to take us into the middle of Venice because everything was shut down. And it's like they're really kind of shady dudes. No one's listening at the moment from Venice, so I'm allowed to say there is a shady department going on in the gondolas of Italy.
You with your tribe in a boat. It'd be like
me and five kids.
It'd be like one of those the boats from Indonesia. It'd be like ten in the boat, overflowing here.
It's like that. It was
Island.
Similar.
Why isn't the gondoliers? Why isn't that an event in the Olympics? So you've got, you know, you're kayaking.
You stand up with your big stick.
The gondolas. So I used to be up the back of the stick while couples making out in the front.
That's
so lovely, though.
Watch that.
Is it as good as it looks?
Looks pretty romantic.
The water's stinky. You're going under bridges, people shouting stuff, isn't it?
It's really expensive. It's overrated.
Really?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just go on holiday in Australia via Choice Hotels. Oh, there you go. There's a plug.
I like it. Venice.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I go to Venice? Would it be?
Yeah, you'd be big. You'd be kingpin in Venice. Women would love you.
Yes.
Men would be threatened by you.
Yeah, they would indeed.
Just don't get in a gondola because it might sink.
All right. Hey,
we have to go to a song. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to go to a song.
Yeah, tambourine song too.
Is it? What have I picked?
What's your segment?
Again, because we don't always trust your musical knowledge, but this is Tambourine Day.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Let's go Aussie. Let's go one of the greatest songs of all time.
Bang.
Thank you, Jet. Are you going to be my girl?
All right. It's Kennedy Malloy.